And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 17th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of Gary Paulsen, born in Minneapolis, 1939, ran away from home when he was 14, joined the carnival, worked as a construction worker, engineer, sailor. He was a ranch hand, working nights as a satellite technician for an aerospace company in California when he was struck by the inspiration to become a writer. He walked off the job, never went back. Most recent novels, Woods Runner, Lawn Boy Returns, and Liar, Liar. It's the birthday of the woman who was given credit for writing the first stream-of-consciousness novel in English, Dorothy Richardson, born Abingdon, just south of Oxford, 1873, the novel Pointed Roofs, published in 1915. She disliked the term stream-of-consciousness. She referred to it as an interior monologue. Pointed Roofs was the first in a 13-novel series called Pilgrimage, based on Richardson's life. Virginia Woolf credited Dorothy Richardson with inventing the psychological sentence of the feminine gender. It was on this date, 1954, the Supreme Court ruled that school segregation violated the 14th Amendment. An 8-year-old girl named Linda Brown in Topeka, Kansas, had to walk 21 blocks every day to an all-black elementary school, though she lived just 7 blocks from another elementary school for white children. Her father, Oliver Brown, asked that she be allowed to attend the white school. The principal refused, so he sued in court, and it came to the Supreme Court. The legal basis for segregation came from an 1896 Supreme Court decision, Plessy v. Ferguson, establishing that separate facilities for black and white students were constitutional as long as they were equal. When Brown v. Board of Education came before the Supreme Court in 1952, most of the justices were personally opposed to segregation, but only 4 of them openly supported overturning that precedent. And then in September 1953, Chief Justice Fred Vinson died of a heart attack. President Eisenhower nominated Earl Warren as the new Chief Justice, a man who devoted himself to the cause of civil rights. Warren's vote made the decision 5-4, but Justice Warren wanted a unanimous decision, so he rounded up the votes. The final holdout was Justice Stanley Reed from Kentucky, and when the decision was read, Justice Reed burst into tears. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, May Song. For whatever is let go, there's a taker. The living discovers itself where no preparation was made for it, where its only privilege is to live if it can. The window flies from the dark of the subway mouth into the sunlight, stained with the green of the spring weeds that crowd the improbable black earth of the embankment, their stout leaves like the tongues and bodies of a herd, feeding on the new heat, drinking at the seepage of the stones. The freehold of life, triumphant even in the waste of those who possess it. But it is itself the possessor, we know, at last, seeing it send out weeds to take back whatever is left. Proprietor, pasturing foliage on the rubble, making use of the useless, a beauty we have less than not deserved. May Song, a poem by Wendell Berry from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.